Yiggity!
Howdy do!
And welcome to another episode of the Sporting Goods Podcast. It's your boy, Wig.
And it's your main man, Trav. How's everybody going today? What's your day looking like, people?
Hey, right now, I'm lovely on my end, bro. I'm counting my ends. Our picks been hitting for the past couple of months, but these last 2 weeks, it's been a little slow, teetering around the 500 mark. However, we still plus money. How you looking on your end?
Same, you know, baseball's been doing me good. The beginning of the NFL season, I actually went 3-1, you know, only one pick miss. But college football's been an up and down thing, you know, for these last 2 weeks. But yeah, we're just figuring out who's who and what's what and who's the super teams and who's the floppers.
Yeah, I think everybody know who the main flopper is right now. you want to call him out?
Nah, we're not gonna call him out. We're gonna give him one more week before we call him out. We'll let them play this S team, and if this S team keeps within those 28 points, then we'll call him out. But other than that, you know, we'll keep them. You know,
under
where
the
they
radar
are
for now.
Yeah. You know, because they haven't covered the spread the last 2 weeks. You know, we're just gonna leave them where they are. But other than that, you know, don't we got something important to give up?
Yeah, let's get into this episode, because it's a loaded potato. We haven't been on for a while, and this one we need you guys to write down some information so you can help yourself. Allow us to help you in a sense. So please get a pen and paper. Give you a few seconds to get yourself together. And we're gonna go, because you actually press pause on this time. So we're gonna actually go and just head into it. First thing first, I want to reintroduce what our service is about, the Sporting Goods Podcast service. Every single day, we post bets, post picks for sports investment. And we use the word sports investment because the word gamble is a negative word in society. It's like a sinful word to gamble. So we call it sports investment because the same thing that we're doing with sporting events is the same thing that you do with companies in America. We invest stocks into a sporting event, and you guys invest stocks into companies. But we send out picks every single day, and our picks are meant to be straight bets. Straight bets is basically betting that one game. Each game, you're betting just that one game. 90% of our population is parlay bettors, and what we're trying to do is just mentor you and skill you to this side so you can actually start making more money, and rather than just losing money and having a gambling problem or being a gambling addict. And if you consider yourself having a problem, please call 1-800-HELP. It is a... honestly, 1-800-HELP. It helps you out with the... it's called 1-800-ADMITTED. 1-800-ADMITTED. That's what it is. And it helps you with your gambling frustrations and whatnot.
I think I need a Ben call them. I don't know. You know, I guess when I owe somebody $10,000, I'll give them a call. But right now, I don't owe that much.
You won't even get to that point because together. It's not the fact that we win it. We came together and came up with a game plan, and our game plan is winning. And our game plan has been winning for the past year. We just decided to do business in May. So, bro, I won't let you get to that. All right, we won't let you get to that, and our energy one as well. And with the first program that we have for the beginner bettors who have no idea about sports, or they do know about sports, but they have no idea how to invest with the spread or against the spread. And our program is called the $50 Challenge. And what happens is on Saturday, you guys will send us $50, and for the whole week, we will put out small increments of bets throughout that week. It is a transparent program. You will see every last bet that we put out. You will know how much money, how much of your money is in that bet, and the payout for you within that bet. All the way from Saturday through Friday. Friday is the payout day, and whatever we profit for you, we will automatically take our 20% from it and then send you your initial 50 as well as the profit as well. If you have any further questions, you can always ask us on the multiple social media outlets that we have, which is Twitter, SG Podcast 305. Once again, that is S as in Sam, G as in Goat, podcast 305. On Instagram, it's Sporting Goods Podcast, spelled out correctly, Sporting Goods Podcast. And on Facebook, it's the same thing. You just have to go into search, Sporting Goods Podcast, and you'll find us on there. We do use the site Bovada to do our early betting picks. And our early bet, and because the lines drop usually on Monday, but these are more experienced bettors, want to explain it right now. The line usually drops on Monday, and the lines are lower on Monday than they actually are on game day. So our podcast will be about giving you guys our early picks, basically betting against the line rather than just knowledge. And our next segment is basically letting you guys know all of our picks. You have anything else to say about our service draft?
Yes, and guys, what I'm going to do for you is basically show you that chart, daily chart, on how we're going to make money for you or even give your $50 back. We're going to show you how much money you profited that day and how much money you may have lost that day.
True.
With this chart, I have three of them. I'm going to show you one of the accounts that I just recently started. I'm not going to show you my cash flow chart because then you guys are going to be expecting that to happen to you every day.
True.
So, yeah, with that, I don't want you guys, you know, if we do come around and on Saturday and Sunday, we make you $450 out of your $50 to come and say, hey, well, you made us this much. We want the money now. Blah, blah, blah. We don't want you to risk and lose it. Yeah, we get that. You don't want us to risk and lose it. But with that, with this tactic we're using, it's not just me and Wig handle it. We have a team of,
true that,
of, you know, employees that's trying to make the most defined bets for you. So it's not just one day I'm going, one day we're going. And we don't want you to get into the, you know, the
it's a team current effort.
Current, you know, oh, I want my money now. If we give you your money now, we're going to take out a higher percentage. We're going to take out at least 25%. It all depends on the day. So what we're saying to you is we're trying to, you know, maximize your profits on a weekly basis. We get it that, you know, in your mind, it's considered gambling. In our mind, it's considered investments because, yeah, we made you $450. And we have to break that 400 up between you and the tip as well. We trying to figure out what, because we're looking further down the line. So we're looking games that haven't even been in the line to play yet. So we might be, it might be Monday, and we're looking at Wednesday, Thursday games to say, okay, yes, we made you $400 today. Well, Monday and Wednesday and Thursday, we could probably possibly make you another $300, depending on how we, you know, move the bets and how we move the cards. You guys have to understand that with this $50 challenge, there's no cap on what you can make. There is no cap on what you can make. The cap on what you can lose is $50. So, I just want you guys to really take a deep look. If you really have any questions, J-Wig just gave you the handles. We're going to give our government soon because everybody's going to be interested in soon. Breaking this one. Exactly. So anyway,
yeah, Wig just gave
you the handles. We're going to give you the handles at the end of the episode as well, just for you to have it. And, you know, the next segment is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to show you what teams we're kind of looking at, what ways we're swaying, and hopefully, you know, you guys are actually going to take a pen and pencil and write down the information. You know, it's no losses for you, like, other than, you know, just gaining information.
True that. This is free information that we are using our time. We're using our 24 hours, just like everybody in this world has 24 hours. We're using our 24 hours to give you guys free picks. So, in return, I mean, if you're winning, your bankroll is dope, it's dope-ish up. I mean, yeah, you can always send in a tip. However, we do ask that every single day you just share the content. If you guys can actually share the content for us, we can spend more time in finding picks and finding information to figure out which is the best picks out there possible. If you guys could use your time to share the content for us, we don't have to use our actual money to throw out blasts out there so the whole world can see. We don't have to use our actual money to promote our own product. So it's a give and take thing, because we want to keep this thing as free as possible, without, you know, breaking your pockets, in a sense. We just want to make sure that you guys are being able to see the service and get the service and get the information and just make your money weekly. But with that, we're going to get to the next segment and start passing out our picks. You got anything else to say, Charles?
You know, on to the next segment where we're giving out the NCAA football picks for Saturday, as well as the NFL picks for Thursday and Sunday. And Monday as well.
All right, my brother. And we're back. About to drop these picks for you guys. Get you a pen and paper so you can write this down and won't miss out. If you have a Bovada account, you can actually put in your picks now, because trust me, the lines are smaller now than the actual day that you're going to bet. So most likely, wherever the line is right now, it'll be 2 points different on Saturday and Sunday. So go ahead, write down your pen, get your pen and paper, write down the picks, bet it live on betting on Bovada right now if you got a chance. Go ahead, Charles.
And guys, just to let you know, for the fact that the picks are out so early, there is no halves. First halves in college football, knees, or NFL.
So yeah, that'll come like a little closer, probably like a day or two before
the game
actually
happens. Well, Thursday, some of them will come up.
True.
All right, so
true.
Let's go ahead and start with college football. All right.
All right.
So I'm gonna fire shot about 8 games that I was looking at, and you know there're gonna be some surprise games in there. All right. So Wig, as I was telling you the other day, the Houston and Washington State college game. Houston is the underdogs by 9 points currently. At a -110 payout. You didn't like that game. I'm still favoring Houston a little bit on that. But you can explain to them why you didn't like it.
Me personally, I like to bet on games where I just feel comfortable that one team is just better than the other team. And then I look at the spread and say, okay, you know what? They could possibly get this, or they could possibly get that, or they could definitely get it. When it comes to this Houston and Washington State, Houston is not a bad team. They're not a horrible team. And Washington State is not a great team. They are a good team. So it's like almost like any given Sunday. Because Washington State is at home, I would lean more
into... It's Houston at home.
Is Houston at home?
Yes, sir.
See? I mean, I probably lean more to like a Houston first quarter or a Houston half, because they'll probably have, you know, momentum on their side because it's their home and it's their fans. However, I do like Washington State to win this game, because I believe Washington State is the better team with the better offense. If their offense gets rolling, this could be a 30-point blowout. But even keeping it close, if they have the ball last, most likely they'll win the game. So I'm not sure how to go with this. This is a pass game for me. What about you?
I'm going to Stephen A. you real quick, J-Wig.
Okay.
So Houston's at home. Houston played 2 great games in week 1 and week 2 against 2 of the NCAA some of the most competitive teams.
He's doing a bad job at Stephen A.
9 points?
He getting better. There you go.
At home? 9 points? Oh boy. Oh, I'm going with the strip down Houston. What are you
doing? All right. You got Houston.
I'm taking those 9 points with Houston. Folks, listen to me now. If you ain't listened to me before, listen to me now.
True.
Houston, 9+ points. I'm taking it for the -110.
Well, all right, so honestly, if you guys wait till the day of the game, I'm pretty sure that line might move up a little more. And probably be like a -9.5, -10. I mean, +9.5, +10 if you lean towards Houston side as well. So you probably want to wait on that because the line usually goes towards the favorites.
Wait till about Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, just see how the line moves. Because it was at 8 when it dropped.
Washington State is ranked.
Yeah, it was at 8 when it dropped, and it moved up to 9. So
and it moved up
it should
to
go
nine,
to
yep.
like 9.5. Yeah, 9.5, 10. All right, what's your next game?
Next game, Ohio State, Indiana at home. The line is Ohio State is favored by -16.5, and that line is -114.
So you're going by bravado. Usually always a -10.
I'm actually on a completely other site, but I will go to bravado.
No. Like, it's okay, because usually when it comes to football games and basketball games, if you just bet in the regular run line, the lines would rather be a -110 if you're doing online sites. If you're doing a site, if you're inside of the bookie hall, it could be a -120. It'll never go no more than a -120.
Yeah, it won't go more than 10 points.
Yeah. But Ohio State and Indiana. If I had to pick, it'll be Ohio State at the half. But Indiana usually plays Ohio State pretty close, and Ohio State done this twice this year already. They killed a half, and then they slowed down and let the game just, you know, let the other team cover the spread. Yeah, so I'll go Ohio State half if I had to pick this game.
Oh, I mean, you have the same mindset. And you are right. After looking at the trends, Indiana always gives them a run.
Always.
That's out there. What I'm sure fire for me is Ohio State at the half. So it's going to be 9-10 points.
Cool. You said the spread is 16?
16.5,
yeah, so it should be probably like 9-10 points. You're right. Go ahead.
All right, so let me see here. Let me go ahead. I actually switched out to Bahabada, you know, since it's easier. Okay, so let me go ahead and go back. All right, so I would now move on to Georgia and Arkansas State. All right, Georgia is at home. They're a 34-point favorite, and the line is at -110. So how do you feel about that one?
I'm not really trusting Georgia. The first 2 weeks, they struggled at the half. They struggled with the regular run line. It doesn't seem like for sure money to me. If I had to do anything with this game, I'd just pass on it.
Okay. I don't see them creating a half for this spread. So, yeah, I'm on the same line. You know, I'll pass up on this. 34 points looks like a lot for them to cover. Even though it's, you know, Arkansas State, you know, I'm not too keen on this game. I'm not trusting that much trust.
True.
All right, so the next game is Maryland at Temple.
Maryland half, I don't care what the spread is. Maryland half, I don't care what the spread
the
is.
The spread is 8 points at -110.
I mean, I will be honest. Maryland could possibly flop because this is their first game away.
Maryland
away from at home. Half. But, I'll take Maryland at the half. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Maryland at the half. Let's go to the next game.
Next game. I just did that. Notre Dame at New Mexico. 34.5 favorites. -110 line. New Mexico at Notre Dame.
want to say New Mexico.
You'll take the 34 points for New Mexico?
Yeah.
I'll take that. If they give it a half, I'll take Notre Dame at the half. I like Notre Dame to come out strong and then let New Mexico score their points because they don't have a good backup. All right, so next one, we're going to do Central Florida at Stanford at Central Florida. Central Florida is a 7.5 favorite, and the line is -115.
I like Central Florida at the half. I like Central Florida run line. I like Central Florida money line. I like Central Florida over, solo over. I like the game over. I like Central Florida all over
That's that pick today.
I like Central Florida all over the place. Let's just say it like that.
If you're listening, good. Central Florida all over. Because I
put an asterisk by Central Florida. Make sure you keep your eye on that game.
Yeah, keep your eye on that, guys. Next game, Alabama at South Carolina. The spread is Alabama are 26-point favorites. And the line is -105.
I think this is the easiest half game of the season.
Yeah, that we have the season.
Yeah, so because...
Now, listen, guys. Hold on, wait. I didn't mean to cut you off, Wick. Listen, guys. We just gave you two surefire picks back-to-back. So now you have, if you're trying to make any type of money, if you do follow us, we're going to say Alabama at the half.
Fact.
Central Florida, the game, the half, whatever you want to put on that, Central Florida. Fact. That's your sure 2-5 right there.
Yeah. If you want to do a two-teamer, I suggest you do a two-teamer with that. If you have to parlay, if you don't have to parlay, just straight bet those two. I know that.
Yep.
In my head, people usually say drop the house on it. I mean, that they know it's going to win. There's no guaranteed win in this college system. However, when you feel something, that's the only time I consider gambling. That's when I put my house money, my rent money.
You feel me? That's one of those situations where, you know,
you gotta be disciplined. You need mentorship.
Somebody in an Alabama hat could walk by me, and then I see a UCF bumper sticker on the car, and then I see these lines, I see these teams they play. I'm gonna bet the house on that. I just saw Alabama hat.
The energy telling you, the universe telling you, bro.
The universe is telling you.
Don't be stupid.
All right, so, you know, before, you know, let me continue. Okay. All right. So, I like Oklahoma State and Tulsa. Oklahoma State is at Tulsa, and Oklahoma State has 14.5 point favorite. The line is 105. How do you feel about that one?
In the away game, I actually like Oklahoma State run line. I'm a little afraid of that half because they struggle with Oregon State, and I know how bad Oregon State is. As a program, Oregon State have been bad for the past 4 years. Like, I usually bet against Oregon State just to win money for the past 2 years. So I'm gonna go Oklahoma State for the game because I think they're trying to rebuild and Tulsa don't have that strong of a team. So yeah, I like Oklahoma State run line.
Okay, all right. So what do you feel about Arizona State at Michigan State? And Michigan are 14-point favorites, and the line is that 110.
What's the total point
for the game?
Yeah.
42 points.
I'm going to go first half under. The first half under should be about 21, 22 points. Between 20 and 22 points. And I think the first half, the score might be 13-6. Be a 9-6 game or 12-7 game. I don't see, because Arizona State have one of the best defenses out there, and they have a slow game. So, I like the first half on that if I had to make any bet on that.
All right, so Marshall and Ohio State.
Marshall and Ohio State?
I'm sorry, I apologize, folks. It's Ohio at Marshall.
And Ohio Marshall, at Marshall.
At Marshall. Yes, and the Marshall are 5.5 favorites, and the line is at 110.
Ooh, it will be a close game. I think Marshall is the better team. They gave Boise State a run for their money. I would take Marshall money line. It would be less money than you would receive if you just run line it, but I think it'll be a completely safer bet. If you want to win, if you have
it's
to...
It's a 49.5 point that they're saying this, that game has to go to. I'm going with the under on that.
Are you going with the under? Okay. It's the total?
I'll go with that under on that game. All right, so let's do about 3 more. And I will call it for the NCAA. All right, so there's going to be Clemson at Syracuse.
Clemson, I'm leaving that game alone.
Yep, me too. Clemson are 28-point favorite at -110. And me and Wake have both decided to leave this game alone.
I mean, because honestly, Clemson could beat this team by 60 points. But then again, for some reason, the past 2 years, Syracuse rather beat them or put it to the last second of the game. But we know Clemson have the talent to beat this team by 35 points. So I would hate to go with Syracuse, and then second quarter, the score is 29-3, Clemson. Yeah. And I hate to go Clemson, and then that second quarter, the score is 14-2, Syracuse. So I'm leaving this game alone, saving my money. All right,
so let's go on. Is the one I like, Florida State at Virginia. Virginia 7.5 point favorites at 110 line.
I like Virginia. I think people are starting to call for that. The I think his name is Willie, Florida State coach. They're calling for his job. And I remember Al Golden being in UM and playing under that pressure for a program like US, like for UM or FSU. When you're under that pressure, you don't usually perform well. So yeah, I actually like Virginia in a blowout.
Okay. All right. So here's the last one I wanted to do: Oklahoma at UCLA. Oklahoma are 24-point favorites, and the line is at 110.
Oklahoma half.
Me too. Oklahoma half.
All right.
I like them for the game, actually, too. But my sure pick is the half. And that's all for the NCAA, folks. That's all I really like. It's a few others there, but you know, those were my surefire. All right, so let's move on to NFL. My surefire in the NFL. Okay, the first line I'm going to go with is Tampa Bay at Carolina.
What's the line?
The line is that Carolina are 7-point favorites at -115.
I like Carolina at the half. I like Carolina money line. And I like the first half under, maybe? No, I'll leave the first half under alone. Carolina money line or Carolina at the half.
I like Carolina at the half, Carolina run line. All right, second game. New England Patriots at the Miami Dolphins.
Like I said, if we're betting it right now, you won't be able to bet the half, so I won't touch it.
You won't be able to bet the half, but...
But if I bet the day of, only thing I can bet is the half, because like I said, I think the spread is going to be in the 20s. And I'm so afraid that Belichick is going to, like, show mercy for Brian Flores.
So now look, all right, so the spread is at... 19, New England is favored 19.5 points currently.
So the spread went up another half, dude. Like, that's what you're not understanding. This spread is going, this it's Tuesday. Right now it's Tuesday. It's the spread dropped Monday. and it dropped at 14 and a half. It's gonna get in the 20s, but I can't really. It's hard for me to say that I'm gonna bet that an NFL team is gonna lose by 20 points. It's hard for me to bet against that.
True. All right, so let's go on. The next spread I'm gonna do is I was gonna say the Lions at the Chargers. The Chargers at the Lions, but I'm gonna leave that one alone. Colts at the Titans.
All right, Indianapolis at Tennessee. What's the spread?
Tennessee are 3-point favorites at the line at -120.
What's the over?
The over is 44.5.
So I definitely like the first half under. It's going to be about between 20 and 22 points. And I think I'll just go Tennessee money line.
That's what I was going with.
All right.
So let me see here. Okay, the next game I'm going to do is the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Houston Texans. Houston are 9-point favorites at the line at 110. I'm going to go first since this is my favorite team, and I'm gonna go ahead and take Houston Texans at 9 points. I'm just sorry. Jacksonville lost Nick Foles.
And yes, they did.
This rookie has to show me that he's ready for the NFL, and I don't believe he's gonna be able to do that against the Houston Texans. So
I'm gonna take that. Though, you're right.
I'm gonna take Houston at the half, which is probably gonna be 5 points, 5.5 points, 6 points probably. Yeah. And I'm going to take them for the game. Run line, yep. Money line. And, you know, that's going to be that. That's
what's the total line?
The total is 43.5. I don't know what's going to be there, so I'm not touching that.
Yeah, so I agree. I'll take a half. I'll take a run line. I'm not money lining. I'm not going to waste my money. I think that's a for sure pick. Yep. And I'm going with the over.
All right. Another game. All right. So it's the Kansas City Chiefs at the Oakland Raiders. Kansas City are 9-point favorites, and it's an even line. Ooh, I love that.
It's even?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. 9-point favorite, even. What's the total line?
53 points.
I am going first half over.
First half over? I'm going Kansas City first half.
Kansas City first half?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Away?
Away.
Division game?
Away.
All right. Go ahead. What's the next game?
Next game. That's kind of all I liked.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to end that one. Y'all got y'all picks. I hope you wrote it down. We is not going to repeat them.
One more. Sorry. Because I brushed right by it. I apologize, guys. You know, I was trying to not give y'all my last, for sure, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. All right, so it's the Arizona Cardinals. Don't be that generous. Arizona Cardinals at the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are 13.5-point favorite. The line is at 110. I'm just going to let y'all know I'm doing a Ravens first half. That's probably going to be 8 points, 7.5 points. And, yeah, that's what I'm going with. For the fact that, you know, the Ravens came out popping and Arizona came out slumping. So it's like, yeah, it's kind of hard to go against that. And the total line of that game is 47 points.
So I think I'm gonna go Ravens half. If I can get the half, yeah, I go Ravens half. That's what I'm gonna go with. That's it.
All right. So the picks to them guys,
and then we'll come right back with social media news. That social sounds topics. Good. Social topics. True that. Thank you.
And we're back with the trending topics. Trav, what you got for us, bro?
All right, so first we're going to start off with the beef that's been raving the summer. speaking of beef, it's not really beef, it's the chicken. with Chick-fil-A and Popeye. Popeye finally conceded on the beef. You know, they basically told them, all right, you know, we just showed you we gonna win by having the line back to back, you know, as far as the end of the road. But you know, they kind of.
So did you have one? Did you have a chicken sandwich?
I had three.
I did not try, dude.
Oh man, I went the other day looking for some chicken. They told me, we won't have any chicken till November. I'm like, November? Damn.
I've been going to November.
See, people ain't realize Chick-fil-A done up to the ante. They like, oh, they want to steal our chicken and our bag and our bun. We gonna sell macaroni and cheese now. And we gonna bring in the bone chicken. They said
so you would so the- So you really think Popeye's got something on Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, they got some right now, man. Like, they do. They really do. They really got some.
Nah. It's not once that I left Popeye's not thinking, damn, I wonder if they did something to my shit, bro. It's not once that I ever think that, dog. But when I go to Chick-fil-A, dog, like honestly, food, bro, when me and my wife got problems, dog, and we arguing and whatnot, dog, I just go to Chick-fil-A. I'm gonna be hungry. I just want to just talk to them because they're so nice, dude. Like, they're like my therapist, bro.
That's what I'm not saying that they
so, like, it don't matter service about the chicken, on Chick-fil-A.
I'm not saying they got service on Chick-fil-A. I'm saying
they ain't got nothing on Chick-fil-A. The service make the chicken taste better. Like the chicken say thank you after you bite it. Like, your Popeye chicken ever did that?
Shoot, the calories and all that good steroids they put in there, man. That thing be hitting, man.
I was scared to eat that Popeye chicken sandwich. Cause remember that Boondocks episode? Where everybody rushed the chicken spot because they came out with like some grilled chicken or something. Yeah, then everybody got sick off of it. They had like an epidemic. I ain't want to be a part of the zombie crowd, so I like, no.
Yeah,
true that.
But yeah, also in internet other news, Antonio Brown is no longer an Oakland Raider.
True that. Let me tell you about Antonio Brown.
Let me tell you, this is what I want to say, because everybody's talking bad and all everybody's talking. Kudos to a man. He may have lost $29.1 million in this decision, but he's gonna gain a Super Bowl ring. All that don't know, he's now a New England Patriot by giving up $29.1 million. He gave that up, but the consolation prize is he's a New England Patriot.
See, so, I know like it's not easy to get to like $29 million, especially in 1 year. But I think with his talent on the field and the exposure he's going to receive from being a Patriot, and you know, possibly playing in the Super Bowl, most likely playing in the Super Bowl, most likely winning the Super Bowl, and then also his personality. Like, just imagine if Odell Beckham was, you know, on a good team. How much like publicity and marketing. So everybody said he lost like a little 19 million, whatnot, or 29 million, whatever the number is. Like, he's gonna gain a lot of money in endorsements because of the attention he's gonna get. Especially with his personality, he's gonna gain endorsements. Like, and then it's only like a 1 year, 2 year contract. So like, you know, he's gonna leave here as Super Bowl champion, most likely. I'm saying most likely a Super Bowl champion. And I don't see how this is a bad one. I don't see how he's an idiot for doing this, because like if it was the other way around, if it's the executives or the coaches or the owners saying, oh, this player this and this player that, everybody's like, oh, well, you know what, the owners might be right. But then when the players get upset and call out the owners and call out the execs, he's an asshole, he's a jerk. I don't get that. So
he's not a team player, all that group block. But anyway,
hey, on to better news.
Tyreek Hill even though he just got injured week one, he actually won that civil suit against, I guess, or the league was filing. I don't know if the league was filing a civil suit, but whatever.
No, he had some type of domestic case. Well, I think he was beating his kids or beating his girl.
He won that case. The league is no longer on his back. But the Chiefs just dropped a load on his back. And I don't mean a load of shit. I meant they dropped a load of cash on this man's back. He just got paid. Even though he got injured, he made the money. So, you know, good luck to Tyreek Hill. Prayers on your recovery. They're saying they don't know your exact return date. But, you know, hopefully we see you later in the season and show us why they paid you. Also, with another domestic abuse case, DeMarcus Cousins.
True.
I don't know if you got Ubia on you. That's a Jamaican term for voodoo or black magic. I don't know what's going on with your lifestyle, your life, bro. But you re-injured it was an ACL tear again, correct? Well, this time. You lost your placing on the Lakers. They're cutting you. Their injury, you know, they cut in contract with you by injury. Your wife or your baby mother or whoever that woman was, that, you know, I get it. You wanted to see your children. You wanted your children at your wedding or your party. You know, women these days are very vindictive and very evil. And you should know, like, you're at a level of stardom, sir. Yes, I'm. And DeMarcus, I know you probably not listen. For any fans that do listen to us, please tag DeMarcus and tell him, you know, come, like, bro.
Man, what are you trying to say, dog?
You're too big of a star, man. Like, you can't allow yourself to be caught in an enraged mode. They already look at you as an angry black man. You can't let a woman put you out of
Was there a video that was out?
Oh man, it was recording. She has him on the phone, basically saying
going crazy.
No, he's not going. He's like, oh, so I'm not gonna be able to see my son. I'm not gonna be able to get my son. And you know, she's antagonizing him. She's no, you're not. Definitely not. No, he's like, and his final remark is, all right, I'm gonna put a bullet in your head. Not. All right.
I didn't know that.
I'm gonna handle this. All right. This shit gonna get taken care of. All right, girl. You watch what's gonna happen. None of those words that could kind of. Maybe he didn't mean it. No, his direct words were, "I'm gonna put a bullet in your head." Now, of course, she's gonna press charges. You're rich. Of course, the media is gonna get a hold of it. You're rich and famous, and of course, the NBA is gonna get a hold of it because you are known for being that player. So now, let me tell you your future path, DeMarcus Cousins. After your injury recovery, because you have to take another year out, you're up for another contract. Dispute another contract. No one's gonna pay you anything over $15 million, and that's for multiple years, not one, multiple. After that, if a team does decide to take a risk on you, you're gonna be suspended for what, 60 games? What? You don't even know the number yet because of this domestic abuse. I mean, domestic claim. So now, it's looking like nobody's going to take a risk on you, my friend. And I'm sorry to say that. I need you to get your act together. I really do. I need you to get your act together, man.
You sound like you had something against fool, man.
No, I'm highly of it because he's one of the most talented centers in the NBA. But the way it's looking, man, your career is looking real bleak, sir. Anything to say about this guy, man?
I don't like to comment on domestic disputes because I'm not there, and I know words can get twisted. I know people can be aggressive, but if I'm not there to actually witness it for myself, it's always like a he say, she say thing. I don't like to put my two cents in on something I have no idea about. I just wish that, you know, the situation is handled fairly, handled peacefully, and both sides of the party can move on with their lives for better. You know, like, it don't have to be a negative stamp. That's all. I'd rather whatever domestic dispute happened between those two and between Tyreek Hill and his family, I just hope that, you know, they could peacefully move on with their lives and do better for themselves and for one another. That's all, man. I don't like to put my input on shit like that.
All right. So, one more thing we can talk about before we close off. All right. So far, Jay-Z has been showing he's putting his dollars to work. You know, a lot of these halftime shows had, or the beginning, you know, event had high-class celebrities actually performing. So, you know, Sunday, well, it wasn't Sunday, I apologize, it was a Thursday. Thursday game, Meek Mill performed at the pregame show.
Oh yeah,
it was a lituation, sir. It was a lituation. The crowd right. was singing the songs.
Yeah,
crowds was into it.
Kumbaya,
they was there. It was Kumbaya, you know.
Yeah,
black and whites together. You know everything. It was amazing. And for the halftime show Monday night,
yeah,
we had G-Eazy.
G-Eazy.
Yeah.
At a Monday night halftime show?
Monday night halftime. Not the country thing.
No more country and rock and roll.
It was easy, sir. It was
so the NFL just got exclusive rights to the black movement.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, Jay-Z did his thing there. But and also what I'm hearing about this Jay-Z signing and you know, get together, if you want to call it that. He did have discussions with Cap. He wanted to disclose them to the media, of course. And, you know, he's looking to become a part-time owner in the league sometime in the near future.
Colin Kaepernick or Jay-Z?
Jay-Z. Of course. Oh, of course, okay. Of course, Colin. Say, you know, of course, Colin's going to take a stock in that. If Jay-Z is his homeboy, so... If Jay-Z get on, he can be like, hey, man, just shoot me your money. You can be, you know, just come on, man. You already know how the homies do it.
So you think Jay-Z and Colin is homies?
Shoot, that's what they make it seem like. That's, you know.
I don't know about that. Who is they? Who is them people? Who is they?
If Jay-Z is claiming that he had a conversation with his friend, Colin Kaepernick, you know, I'm agreeing with Jay-Z.
I don't know, because a lot of other people saying that they didn't have this conversation at all. But I'm not sure what himself. Sources you get. Even in that meeting, he claimed that they spoke, you know, but he's not gonna put the business out there. But I mean, there's people who like Colin's girl saying, "Oh, that's BS. They didn't speak." Your boy Eric Reed said that.
This is what they
said that they didn't speak.
What we need to do is cut out the middlemen. All this middlemen saying that they didn't speak. Jay-Z said that's one main person said they spoke. If we can hear from Colin say, oh man,
because Jay-Z is a capitalist. So I mean he understands the power of propaganda.
Yeah, you know he's a capitalist and a capper. So we know this already. So
now, all right, so like what's the purpose of you trying to have his back saying that he spoke to Colin?
Hey, listen,
sources of Colin said they never spoke. They didn't speak about this. So maybe it's propaganda on both sides. All I'm saying is all of this is fishy, and I think the NFL won big time, and I know Jay-Z won big time for his personal self. So I congratulate him personally. I do not congratulate NFL for winning exclusive rights to the black community like they already did with the youth football leagues. So yeah. it's like at the end of the day, I don't want it to be a black and white thing. I make money from the NFL from, you know what I'm saying, doing sports investments. I just, like, damn. Like, stop telling me shit is steak. It's not steak. It is shit that you're trying to feed me. It has nothing to do with, you know, you caring about black people, because at the end of the day, the NFL could never do anything about police brutality because they do not make the rules and regulations of the lands of the law. So it's just plain and simple. You guys got quite of your shit for blackballing, you know, somebody for doing black things. And now he's trying to say, oh, we always been down for black women. You know, you just use us as a cash cow. And I know this is not a part of the news. I appreciate Ezekiel Elliott for putting Jerry Jones in his place and resetting the market. Because listen, I don't care if you help me out of my legal troubles. You basically using my body against me and against my future. Pay me what I'm earned. Pay me what I'm due. So yeah. So and AB putting Oakland Raiders in their place. I don't want to be here. Cut me. I don't need your money, bro. I'm AB. Somebody's going to want me. And 3 hours later, the best team in the league, the best team for the past 2 decades, said, you know what, AB, we do want you. 3 hours later. So, yeah, players do have a voice. They do have some power. NFL, you know what? I'm making money from y'all, so I ain't going to tell y'all how I really feel about y'all. But you know what? Power to the people. You got anything else, bro?
That and the last topic I have today, how Hurricane Dorian tricked us all.
Let's be a little sensitive though. They didn't really trick us all. They demolished our neighbors.
The nation's land, but landed in Bahamas at 1 mile vacated. Per hour for about 12 hours.
They vacated in Bahamas.
Yeah, we are doing a hurricane relief for the Bahamas. True. A lot of places are, you know, collecting donations. You know, we will post it on the site as well once we get a chance to. We've been really busy.
I don't think we have to. I'm not one of those people who give and take pictures of it. I'm just going to give what I can and give what we can.
True.
You know, I I'm not really into that posting pictures crap, but yeah. We are all giving to the Bahamas Relief Fund. There are locals in our areas that actually have boats that drive their boats to Bahamas, and we putting canned goods there, clothes there, toys for the kids because people lost everything.
All the great stuff that you need to survive.
And I do suggest people send toys. Kids need things to make themselves happy. And toys make kids happy. So if you have toys, do not let anybody trick you saying they're not gonna need toys. There's still kids over there that needs to feel like a kid. They don't need to feel as if their world has been turned around. So send toys. My daughter have a chest full of toys. I'm sending old toys. I'm sending new toys. I'm sending used toys. I'm sending blue toys. Send toys, please.
True. All right.
Well, that's the show, right, bro?
That's the show. You know, I hope you guys actually took time to listen
and wrote shit down, learned something,
wrote it down. And you know, if you didn't write anything down, and you just want to do, you know, the $50 challenge, or, you know, we're here. Just hit us up on our DMs.
Also, write down these handles. Write down the Twitter handle is SG. Podcast 305. Once again, S as in Sam, G as in Goat. Podcast 305. That's on the Twitter. On Instagram, it is Sporting Goods Podcast. Spell the words out correctly. Sporting Goods Podcast. All right. And then Facebook, search Sporting Good Podcast, and then you should see us. We're like the only ones. Yeah, it's just like the page. And then also, if you need help with your Bravada account, you don't have a Bravada account, we are going to be sending out our referral link. Just click on the referral and you can set up an account there. If you use our account, you do get bonus money. So, and it's up to like $200, $300 worth of bonus cash for just signing up and like depositing, rather using Bitcoins or depositing using your ATM debit card. You can use either or. So, once again, at SG Podcast 305 on the Twitter, Sporting Goods Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Got anything else to say, my brother?
Nope, that'd be time about we covered it all.
All right, you can
howdy do. You got
out of here now.
True.